This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
That's right. I went to What's the Matter You? I took lessons. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're, you know, just being involved, being engaged, right? But, again, to somebody's comment, you guys can get involved in the chat room on Facebook or wherever. Many of these illegals coming for a better life, but follow the law, apply. You know, we talk about that in the show all the time. Nobody is against you coming to this country. Do it the right way. Okay? My whole family did it the right way. They got green cards. They came here the right way. They got spot in the days you had to have sponsors. You had to, listen, check this one out. Check this one out. This is something that will blow your mind. You had to prove that you had the means to support yourself. That you wouldn't be living off the government. What do we do now? They come over the border? Yeah, sign them up for everything. Medical, food, money, the whole nine yards, a place to live. Not what it was meant to be. It was never what the immigration was meant to be. Our founding fathers would be, if they were alive, they'd be dying again. Over the fact that we're actually using taxpayer money to feed other people or to take care of other people in the country. They were not, that's not what this was all about. Anyway, you cut it. Ooh. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Trump went off again. I wouldn't stop. I'd stay on them. He's got enough people listening to him one way or the other. Right? And just stay on the Democrats. Don't give up. Don't stop. He was screaming earlier today that, actually it was yesterday. He was slamming Democrats in Congress for putting our country at risk, presumably for their inaction and pushback, regardless of what's happening at the border. Look, when you get the media not on your side anymore, it's time for you to get off the pot, as they say. In a vague tweet, well, I'm not so sure Trump sent it if it was vague. Trump called congressional Democrats the treasonous and accused them of having an open border mindset. And they have to, because, listen, most of the 2020 candidates are talking about borderless, more of a socialist environment. I mean, what's his name? Beta Beagle, whatever his name is, Beta Boy? He's talking about ripping the walls down. We don't need them. Remember, the reporter actually pointed to the walls that were up and said, would you take these down? And he said, yes, I would. Earlier Wednesday, in an appearance at a fundraiser in Texas, President Trump said that he may have to call up more military. Go for it. Although, see, I've got a different mindset. I think we should get some old fire trucks, bunch of them, line that whole area, and just use the water cannons. Because it serves two purposes. It's getting hot out there. This will cool them down. It'll give them some water. He'll probably make some mud puddles to be able to swim around, cool themselves off a little bit. You know? I mean, seriously, this is getting out of control and out of hand. And the Democrats, if you think about this, who have they brought forward that has worked down there on the border or knows anything about border containment? He criticized Democrats for refusing to pass stricter immigration laws and said that the border is going to be an incredible issue. You know, it's really funny because when you talk about we've talked about this before in the show. When you talk about comprehensive, you hear me? Comprehensive immigration laws. You say that to a Dem, it means one thing. You say it to a Republican, you might as well get a definition that's from a whole different planet. Because immigration law for Democrats are what they're screaming about. Beef up the points of entry, leave no walls all across, you know, like Arizona and other places. And the Arizona sheriff, who said, look, for no other reason, how about we put up a wall to stop all the dead people in the desert? They walk all that way to come up here, then they go through the wall there, they end up in the desert, and they die of starvation or thirst or whatever. So why not put up the wall, at least in the areas that will deter them and force them to come in at a point of entry? But the Dems don't want that. Because 90% of what they... Now, Nancy Pelosi is really good at this number. 90% of all drugs coming to the U.S. are caught at the border. Well, that's not true. I mean, how do you know? See, if you say that you're stopping 90% of the drugs, then why are there still so many drugs? It doesn't make any sense. You get 100 kilos of whatever at the point of entry, but yet on the streets in America, there's 300,000 kilos. Where's the 10% there? I'm missing the numbers. You know? God bless. Trump's remarks came as an unprecedented influx of migrants. They've overwhelmed immigration enforcement and detention. You know, and they do. They have to get together. They have to get together for a real immigration fix. And now that the Democrats are in control, you know as well as I do, it's not going to be a matter of just simply, you know, let them come up, they'll apply, we'll get it. No, they're going to say, let them in, and we'll work it through. And I say no. Show me senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
The Naked Gun. Joe and Senior Host, just in real time on GCN Live. We were just talking about dumb movies during the break. And I'm one of those guys who gets embarrassed for the characters, even when they're fake. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. It's a story today that I kind of talked about leading with this hour. And New York Democrats, you know, you guys amaze me. It just totally amazes me. I don't believe for a minute, because I know a lot of great people from New York. And I don't believe for a moment, and I do mean a moment, that you guys really, really care about the people's will. I do not believe the people of New York are good with leaving babies to die on the table of an emergency room, operating room, whatever, a maternity ward or what have you. All right? I just don't believe it for a second. And some of the laws that you pass that you're proud about passing, You know, Cuomo's now going after killing the death, pardon the pun, but killing the death penalty because it's inhumane. Leaving a baby on a table to die is humane, but putting people to death for killing 27 people is inhumane. Democrats just rejected tuition assistance for Gold Star families, but they approved it for illegal immigrants. And just in case you think I stuttered or read it wrong, let me read that again. In New York, the Democrats just rejected tuition assistance for Gold Star families. Right? I wonder what the reasoning is. Wouldn't you love to know? I mean, but they approved it for illegal aliens. Would these Democrats dare to look into the eyes of the children of the fallen servicemen? The women, the people, whatever you want to call them, and explain to them why they're not worth it. That their mother or father's death was not worth it. How do you do that? You know, they love doing that to us. They love saying to us, well, you know, you pulled all these kids away from their moms, come up the border, all they wanted was a better place to live. How could you do that? How could you sleep with yourself? How could you look at yourself at night? I'm sitting there thinking, wait a minute. These guys, men and women, they died for your freedom. They died for your ability to get elected to office and be stupid. Right? And this is the best you can do for them? Are we serious? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I don't get this at all. I'm trying to find the I had it up on my screen and then I dumped it. Oh, here it is. So they're trying to defend their reasoning behind this. Now, they voted to block that would provide free New York tuition to families in the military service. The New York Assembly Democrats on Wednesday defended their vote against a bill that would have provided free college tuition to families of the military members from the state killed in the line of duty. Republicans had called a 15-11 vote to hold up the bill in a higher education committee disgraceful and heartless. But the Democrat majority pushed back. They accused the Republicans of playing politics. Oh, I can't even imagine. Can you imagine anybody in any legislation or legislative body across the country playing politics? That never happens. Assemblywoman Glick, a Democrat out of Manhattan who chairs the committee, said that an existing state scholarship program provides generous tuition to children, spouses, and financial dependents of military members killed in combat zones. But the bill in question sought to extend this program to cover any service member killed or seriously disabled. Right? So, let me see. You didn't have to just to be dead. Daddy could be in a wheelchair. Right? Seriously disabled. Not just dead, but seriously disabled. And they still, why not? I'm all for that for police and firemen. I think the police, firemen, and military especially, that if they die, or if they get maimed, or under permanent disability while they're saving our butts, we should take care of their family. That's just me. You're out there jumping in front of bullets for me, and I can't take the time to give you the money you need to feed your kids, feed your family, take care of your house. The $175 billion state budget passed last week included almost $2.7 million to provide merit scholarships to 145 students who are the children, spouses, and dependents in New York. Now notice, it's just scholarships, right? What's an illegal alien done? I know, I'll take a little heat for that, I don't care. But what have you done? What have you done to save the country? Have you jumped in front of a boat? No, what you're doing by being here, in most cases, you're causing a problem for police. You're causing a problem for firemen. Look at all the resources you take away from them protecting the rest of us who are here legally. The maximum award under a decade-old program is $24,000 per student each academic year for tuition. It's a worthy program, but the bill would have expanded the eligibility beyond that scope, and it should be considered in the context of the budget. Yeah, we should. So why are you giving illegals access to free scholarships? See, I don't understand that. Free medical, free scholarships, all of that stuff. Makes no sense to me. And then you complain there's no money for it. How about we take care of, feed, house, and clothe our own first? I know it's a joke to a degree, but really, you know when you're on the plane and they say, hey, when those oxygen masks, those that life-saving breathing apparatus falls, take care of everybody else in the plane before you take care of yourself, right? No. They say take care of yourself. Why? Because if you can't get the oxygen in, if you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. It's almost like the Dems are 180 degrees against anything a Republican or conservative says. Assemblyman Bill Barkley out of Pulaski, Assembly's deputy minority leader. He co-sponsored the bill, and he said it would have paid 100% tuition, room and board for Gold Star family members. What's wrong with that? By expanding the aid to family of military members killed anywhere in the line of duty, not only in combat zones, the bill would likely cover 500 or fewer New York college. So, I love this. So, this would include men that are in camps, men and women that are in camps, when a nut job comes in and shoots the place up and kills them while they're on duty, if you would. That's terrible. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from a pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
President Trump reacts to the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, 47 years old, who sits in a jail in London after hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in England for the past 7 years. More now from the president.
I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Assange's attorney, Jennifer Robinson, speaking with reporters.
We will be contesting and fighting extradition. We've requested that he now gets medical treatment. He's been refused medical treatment for the past 7.5 years, 7 years since being inside the embassy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in.
We are back.
Somewhere in the back.
You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Come on, get in there. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. I want you to help fix stuff and stop breaking things. You know, I was talking to somebody today about fault. For some odd reason, this new generation, they don't like the word fault. It makes them very uncomfortable. Well, there is fault at times. There is a reason why something doesn't get done. There is a reason why there's a fault that something didn't work or didn't come off right. So, I was talking to this person about, you know, fault and things and what have you. And when we were talking about it, they said that, well, when somebody, doesn't do something right and it breaks or causes a problem, it's not really like their fault. It's not like they did it on purpose. And I had to stop her. And you're talking to a guy, some of you out there will know what I'm talking about. And even, falls in the same line really with truck drivers, right? I mean, if you don't check your lines to the trailer, if you don't make sure they're working right, if you don't make sure your brakes for the trailer are working properly, or that you're hooked in properly once you set the trailer up. If you don't do what it takes, what you're supposed to do, run your checklist, and that trailer comes off, or you hit somebody else, or your brakes don't work right, it causes you to plow into somebody, that is your fault. That's not, in Joe's vernacular, in Joe's world, that's not an accident. You did that on purpose simply by the fact that you didn't follow the rules. You didn't do the right thing. It's just like the law. You know, if you don't have, you walk in with a licorice gun to the bank, something that can't fire a bullet, and, stick them up, I want all your money, and somebody dies of a heart attack, you're up on murder charges. Did you know that? Yeah. You didn't believe you were going to hurt anybody or anybody would be hurt. You knew you couldn't shoot anybody. You were thinking it can't be armed robbery because it's not a real gun. It's not the way they look at it. It's not the way it works. So I think it's really funny, and part of that, as I'm listening to this person talk, is, again, the generation doesn't want fault. They don't want to be guilty of something. They don't want to be known as someone who screwed up. It's okay to screw up. It's how you learn. And this is exactly what I go back to my parenting stuff when I keep saying, you don't allow your kids to make mistakes. You don't look at your child and go, look, the reason that didn't work is because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. It's your fault that the dog crapped in the house because you didn't let him out all day. And that was your job. You already had one job with that dog, was to let him out three times today, and you didn't let him out. So you might as well just told him to crap in the dining room. Yes, it's your fault. Yes, it was wrong. You should take care of the dog the way you're supposed to. So until we start forcing our kids to take responsibility, getting on them, this is what you can expect. You can expect all this stupid, crazy stuff. So we were talking about these nut jobs in New York. Sorry, New York. Who don't want to give money to Gold Star families, who don't want to spend up to 100% of somebody gave his life to protect your stupidity, and yet you'll give it to an illegal alien. And my point here isn't to, frankly, it's not even to beat on the illegal aliens at this point. It's to say, I would love to have one of those Dems in front of me say, how do you justify this? How do you justify not being willing to pay, and pay dearly, for someone who gave his life for us, or got maimed for us, who was working for this country, who was trying to make a better life all the way around, and yet you're fine with giving money to an illegal alien to send his kids to college? How does that make sense in your feeble little brain? By expanding aid to these families of military members, and remember, these members are killed anywhere. The minute you take the oath, you're going to be sent out in a second. You could be sent out, hey, listen, with 3,000 people shy, they're in Afghanistan, we're sending you out. We can say, no, I didn't sign up for that. No, you go. It's really that simple. You just go, because that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you get paid to do. That's what you signed up to do. Anyway, the bill would cover 500 or fewer families, so what's the big whoop, right? And it's less than $6 million a year. So again, what's the big whoop? He scoffed at a suggestion that the Assembly Democrats are concerned about the costs and aiding an unfunded mandate, which is really, and he's right, it really is funny, because if you're paying for the illegals, if you're paying for what they did, show me where their taxes match that. Show me where they've paid into that. It's nice to do it before the budget, Barkley said, but we do bills like this all the time. You know, we do them after the budget all the time, because that's what the Democrats are saying. If you really wanted this, you know the game. You would have brought it in before we did the budget, before we worked on the budget. Anyway, it's never going to stop. Right? That story about releasing the immigrants, is that true? Well, we'll find out, won't we? Okay. Just when you thought you couldn't have any more fun with Trump, you can. So, apparently the White House is proposing to release detained immigrants into sanctuary cities. What do you think of that? I love that idea. If that's true, if that's a true story, I love that idea. I think it's wonderful. We should do exactly that. Since, you know, and what's his name? Governor Newsom out of California, out of my wonderful state. That's what we should do. We, you know, he's all about the sanctuary city, sanctuary state thing. He's all about releasing or about having the immigrants come up. And they can hang out in San Francisco, Sacramento, San Diego, Los Angeles. Bring them on up. Let's make it happen. The White House officials have tried to pressure U.S. immigration authorities to release detainees onto the streets at sanctuary cities. Now, they're saying it's to retaliate against President Trump's political adversaries, right? But think about something. Isn't that what they say all the time? No, we're diverse. We want them here. That's what Newsom says. Bring them here. Open the borders. We welcome you. We've got him on video saying that a dozen times. So honor his request. Allow them to come in. That's kind of where I'm at. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco, that's among the White House who they want to target. I'm like, go for it. Do it. According to DHS officials, the administration also considered releasing detainees in other Democratic strongholds. They're not Democratic strongholds. Well, wait a minute. Maybe they are. Are you saying that most of the most of these illegals, you know, in some of those areas, it's Democrat strongholds, those are where most of the sanctuary cities are? Because if that's the case, amen, do it. They want them. They must want them. They turn them into sanctuary city. When White House officials first broached the plan in November, they asked officials at several agencies whether members of the caravan could be arrested at the border and then bused to small and mid-sized sanctuary cities. The White House told U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement that the plan was intended to alleviate a shortage of jail space, but it also served to send a message to Democrats. You want them, you got them. What's so hard to... Why is that so bad? Why would that be so bad? After the White House press again in February, ICE Legal Department rejected the idea of inappropriate rebutted to the administration, said you can't do it, which is too bad. I would do it. They want them. They're okay with them. Why not make it happen? We'll go to the phones after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, we're here every single day. I hope that you join us. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, give me your email address, sign up for text alerts, let you know when we're going to be on the air and what we're doing. Let's go to Paula in New York. Hey, Paula, thanks for calling.
Hey, Joe, great show. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You got my ire up with that last segment on the vote that came up in front of that committee.
Yep.
If that had come to the legislature, it would have passed because of the election year. We're coming up now here to vote for a new legislature.
Really?
They would not have dared not pass it. Yep, there was 15, I believe, on the committee. Most of them were from New York City, or at least seven of them were from New York City. Then you have Long Island. I think there were two from Albany. Not Long Island. Anyway, yes, everyone I have spoke to, which I made a very big point of it, didn't even know that that bill was in committee.
Wow.
And that had gotten voted down. They are incensed. I have, they are going to be contacting Navy clubs, American Legions, veterans of the Foreign Wars outfits, and they're going to be sending a demand letter to that committee to bring it before the legislature.
You know, I look at what's
going
on in New York.
Other folks from New York State would just do the same thing. That's what your American Legions and your vet posts are for. They have a, they actually have a legal branch that will bring, these issues up to their state legislatures.
Wow.
So it's very important that people keep on top of this. And in New York State, this would only affect 500 Gold Star families. That's all we have are right now are 500 Gold Star families and unlimited undocumented immigrants that are going to get free college.
It's insensitive. It just makes me nuts to think that here we have people. Now, I would include first responders in this, too. But here we have people that will jump in front of a bullet for you that actually are here. They're making the place safer. They're making the place better. They're American citizens. And yet we're going to kind of push them aside, not give them their due. But come on in. Let's give the illegals everything we can give them to make sure that they're comfortable and happy and have a second chance. And that's what's infuriating to me. It's nuts.
Anyway. Yeah, well, basically New York State, the folks of New York State, 7 million of us anyway, have very, very little say on what happens in this state.
Oh, they don't care what you
8 million people live in New York City, and the rest of the state, there's sub 7 million of us. So they
right.
just one tiny city, one small area, runs the entire state, and most of it is done with Cuomo and one Democrat and one Republican sitting in his office making all of the laws and the regulations and the rules.
But
so
isn't
even
that,
when you try to write to these people that are in these committees, you get an automated letter back, you're not in my district.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God.
But they run the committees.
Perfect example, when you try to tell people we have to have the Electoral College for president, that is a perfect example of New York City is the one that's choosing your governor, aren't they? It's not the rest of the state, just the city itself.
Albany, too. Albany is very, very, very Democratic. So you've got, but Albany is the capital, so there's not a lot we can do about that. But if you take Albany and New York City away, this is a truly, I would say, Republican. I won't say conservative, but Republican state.
Wow. I, you know what? I got to tell you something. I feel sorry for people in New England. I grew up in Boston, and I've got relatives in Albany. I mean, that's where my family first came to. You know, it's really funny. I don't know if you heard me earlier saying, look, it's not that we're against immigration. We love immigration. My parents,
exactly.
My family all had green cards. They came here the right way. They made it, and my aunt said, you had to prove that you weren't going to live off the government. Think about that. You had to prove you weren't.
Or you had to have a sponsor.
Right.
I want to see some people in Hollywood stand up and start sponsoring a bunch of these families.
You are the ultimate optimist, Paula. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
I just wanted to let people know that when things like this come up regarding our heroes in the service, first responders, I put police, fire departments in that category. But for the military, that is what your American Legion's for. That's what your Veterans of Foreign War posts are for. That's what your Navy clubs are for. They all have a legal branch where they can help get these laws passed for our veterans.
Yeah, and we should be out there fighting for them. They're fighting for us. Why aren't we fighting for them? Why aren't we all over this stuff? Anyway, again, thanks for the call.
Well, I talked to 60 people today that didn't even realize that vote was in committee, and they were incensed that they did not pass it. So we will be getting our petitions together here through our local American Legion and getting that off to these individuals.
Email me. Let me know how that's going, okay?
Sure will. Thanks a lot,
thank
Joe.
You. Thank you, Paul.
Great show.
Joe Messina, your host. You know, like I love it. I love when you guys are involved locally. I really do. And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, it's been my mantra forever. It's kind of like, get off your butts, get something done, pay attention. Paula made a bunch of phone calls. Say, you can make a bunch of phone calls. There's no reason why you can't. If you can't make it to something, maybe you're housebound for health reasons, and, you know, I'm sorry to hear, truly, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, but when this is going down, you got to get on that phone. I mean, young parents, they have phone trees. Whenever something's going on at one of the schools, they call a whole neighborhood. We should be doing the same thing. We should be, let's just beat up on their phone lines, on the legislative phone lines, make them crazy. Sit there and stare at them. Make them uncomfortable. I'm telling you, as a school board member myself, the worst thing you can have is a large group of mad parents sitting across from you and eyeballing you. It's just sad. All right, so this one should make you crazy. No. That was too long. I'm not going to do that one. No. You guys send me some, even during the show, you send me some great stories. And I really do appreciate the stories. But some of them I don't realize, you know, how long they are. I got some notes on them, but I don't realize how long. Okay, this one here. You know, when we were growing up as kids, I know way back when we didn't have electricity. When we were growing up as kids, the thing was, you know, you want to get a car, you want to get a good education, you want them to have a decent job, you wanted to buy a house eventually, right? You wanted a decent-sized house so your kids would have room to roam, you could have the family over. I mean, all the things that we kind of looked at that were important to us, I would say. You're not a failure if you don't own a home. It's not what I'm suggesting or alluding to. But I am saying it was one of the things that you shocked for. It was one of the things that you wanted to do, right? Well, guess what we're finding out? Millennials don't want to buy homes. They're not interested in big sprawling yards or multi-bedroom homes. And it's a problem for real estate. I would think it's a problem for builders who anticipate what's going to happen going down the road. But some of them can't qualify. Some of them don't want to pay that kind of money. Some of them are strapped with some major debt from going to school. And millennials and baby boomers are on two different sides of the spectrum when it comes to the lifestyle choices they're making. It comes to marriage and family. You know, talk to a group of young women that are millennials, and you know, one of their irritants is that their parents constantly push them to get married. They're not pushing you to get married because they just want you to get married. They want you to, not that you're not happy now, but look, when you have a significant other, when you have a partner, life's a lot better. Right? I mean, the generations have different tastes in homes. Millennials aren't buying the large ones. And I wouldn't expect them to. My first house wasn't this humongous home. It's 1,200 square feet, for God's sakes. It was about the size of an average apartment at the time. I mean, 800 square feet was the average apartment, but a little bigger than that. Right? They're not buying homes. They're the elaborate houses, the boomers that built these big houses in Arizona and Florida and the Carolinas, they're not being bought anymore. They sit on the market forever. And not only do they make different lifestyles, they don't see a value in owning a home. Right? Cars today, which is teasing Tammy about a couple of weeks ago, they have these, you know, lease-as-you-go kind of programs. You can buy a car if you get sick of it, I don't know, 90 days down the road, you can trade it in for another, just keep the payments going. They got companies doing it. I mean, you talk about lack of commitment. I know, it's supposed to be better because now, you know, if the car doesn't quite work out for you, if it doesn't take care of you, you can go get another car. I get that. But they're not. They're not spending the money. That's part of the problem with the economy. They're not spending the money. I know the economy is good, but don't get me wrong. But house sales aren't where they should be. Boomers are looking to downsize, and millennials aren't buying their homes. So the normal cycle we've been used to for 100 years doesn't work anymore. Anyway, Joe Messina, thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Tell your friends, your loved ones, and your unloved ones about the show. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will too.